ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. We have the Neutral Sisters online. Dr. Tony, their father, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how are you, Tony?
I'm very well. Very well indeed. It's good to be back with you guys.
Well, we started off the show, Tony, with two cuts that I play, Live and Direct and Gun Blast.
Live and Direct and Gun Blast. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're two very, very tough tracks.
So you want to tell us, the ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters that are listening in today, and we're on the World Wide Web, I want to let you know that, what the Neutral Sisters have been doing, and from the time we talked last.
Yeah. One second, yeah.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
How are you, sis?
Good. Good, good. This is Bianca.
How are you, Bianca?
Good.
How have you been and your sister?
Lovely. It's the weather is really nice here in Houston because it's usually, like, really hot, and now we've had, like, a couple really nice, cooler nights, so it's nice on this side.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you want to tell the listeners what you've been doing since we talked last?
Well, we've been we've just gotten with a really good agent, and things are looking really great. We are we've done a couple shows. Last night we did a show for a magazine, a launching of a magazine by the name of Bacchanal, which is a really nice magazine here in Houston, and so we did a little show for that, and that was really nice. But we're coming to New York next week on Wednesday to Corning. So
now, what's the date on that again?
Wednesday is when we're coming in, but Thursday is the show.
Oh, great, great. Thursday.
At Corning College.
Is it Corning Community College?
I believe so, Corning Community College.
In Corning, New York.
Yes.
So listeners out there, you hear her giving this message for you to come out and see these beautiful performing artists.
And Rothschild, I just wanted to say that you played Gun Blast, and that was, I just wanted to give a little story about that really quick. And just when I wrote that, I had met this young gentleman, and, you know, he come from the ghetto and go on, like, you know, him can't come out of the ghetto, him can't rise above, him can't, you know, because he didn't want to set his mind straight and right and do it, you know?
Uh-huh.
So it was inspired by that, you know. So it's, a lot of the music is first-hand experience.
Liberty,
you know?
Liberty.
It's the real thing, life, you know?
Serious, serious, serious.
And you don't know, without the Almighty, none of us would even be here today, so big up.
Yes, yes. So is your sister there?
Yes, she is, and I just want to say that Rachel's man, we read too badly. You're lovely. Thank you so much. And here's Kira now. We're going to bring on Kira.
Okay, Kira.
All right.
Yes,
Kira. Hey.
How are you, Kira?
Good, good.
So how's things been happening with you, and how have you been feeling the vibes out there?
Well, you know, everything is great. Bianca, just, I'm sure, you know, what can you say? Your sister get on before you and say everything. Because the both of us are right there together going through it, you know.
A little sibling thing there, right?
No, it's all right, but first come, first serve, you know.
See.
But yeah, we're looking forward to coming up your way. But I believe, how far away is it from your station?
Oh, let me see. Corning. You know, I'm not so sure, but I'm going to make it up there. With all my might, I'm going to make it, because I'll be able to get a ride. But I think it's about, I can't say in miles, but let me see where Corning is near maybe Rochester. I'm thinking it's near Rochester. So it's about 4 hours, 3-4 hours, I think, maybe.
Okay, so, they tell me it's cold up there, so.
Well, yeah, New York State is, is
you
pretty,
know.
New York State is pretty cold state.
We just had a very hot summer down here in Houston, you know. So.
Yeah, and it's humid in Houston, would you say?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, so, you know.
So, let me ask you about the last show. Where did you perform last?
Well,
before this show you just told me about.
Okay, we did a Katrina benefit. I don't know if Bianca talked about that.
No.
But we did a benefit for Katrina, and that was the night before last, actually.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the show she did tell me about. When is it? I think she did tell me about that show. Yeah, that's the show.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, how many shows?
I mean,
have
like
you
the
done?
Last thing we've been working on in the studio, and
oh,
we've been
okay.
doing things like we featured in a video that was being made by one of Evander Holyfield's groups that he has coming out, G-Force.
Okay.
And, you know, we've been basically just networking and working. And when the shows come that are, you know, we're getting set on itineraries like the International Festival, which is going to be featuring Jamaica next year here in Houston. So all of the lineups for these big things coming up, you know, get orchestrated months in advance, contracts, all everything there, you know.
Right.
So that's, you know, the major things are what we're looking for. And we're looking to travel. That's why you're seeing us in New York. And we want to get out there, you know, to the different places that are right, you know,
okay.
with us. You know?
Okay, now I'm going to ask you, for listeners that might not have heard of the New Two Sisters, and this is the first time that they're hearing you, and they don't know about you, can you just give us a little brief story of you and Bianca and how, where you came from? Just, you know, just let the listeners that just tune in, because students are here now, and
okay.
they may be tuned in.
Yeah, well, we're definitely, you know, we have a lot of different cultures from moving around. I mean, like, we were born in Kenya, East Africa, Jamaican mother, English father, you know, and moved from Kenya to England, did some schooling and growing, and our father was in the theater and music back in the day.
Was in here.
Uh-huh. But when I was, when we moved to England, he was managing a rock band called Money. So we had all kinds of different people coming through the house, and, you know, we were very strongly founded in spiritual strength as well as close foundation with family. So all the, you know, we just, everybody that come in, you know, it's like, yes, just extended family, you know?
Yeah. Well, from talking to your father, I get that feeling. Anyway.
And then we had a lot of reggae, you know, influences as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's Burning Spear and, you know, the legendary, bless you, Ina Kamosi.
And then your...
Fully put them. I feel so bad that I can't just...
Now those are the Jamaican artists. Now who were you maybe influenced by in England? Were you in England at a time where there were some artists like maybe Maxi Priest or Aswad?
Oh, well, see, now Maxi Priest did influence En Vogue, I'd have to say. You know, there were, growing up, certain harmony groups kind of were out there, like En Vogue was one of them. Boys to Men. And then you have the greats like Patti LaBelle. Like, that's who... I want to be able to have longevity like that. That is the true nature of this business. It's your heart. You know what I'm saying? And if you pursue it and it's meant for you, then you're going to be able to go all your life.
Yes.
Like
yes.
the Rolling Stones. That's where I'm aiming for.
Keep rolling along.
It's a long journey, man. I'm just at the beginning, and it's been 7 years, and I'm still just, you know,
well, you still got a road to hoe. You know,
that's
you
right.
got some. You got some time. You got some time. I tell my daughter the same thing. You know, you got time. You got.
You have
time.
To believe that within yourself. You know.
Yes, indeed. And you know, I'll be 60. Oh, I'm letting everybody know. 60 in January. I'll be 60. So you know. It's like
wisdom.
Wow.
Yeah, share it with the public.
Well, no, wizard, not wisdom. Because, see, that we go the Rasta way on that lyric. Wisdom, how can you be wise and dumb at the same time? So
boy, them serious, man. Them serious. It's like
even
mouth shut.
No. But we have to learn.
I overstand.
you know, each one teach one. We have to learn, and young can learn from older, and elder can learn from new. So you know, that's what it's all about. The families, you know, that's what it's about, sister. So you know, I want to get to this next tune. I wanted to play Be Strong. Can you tell me about that song and the inspiration on Be Strong?
Well, Be Strong is basically just our way of telling people and just giving out a kind of something you can lean on in times of, you know, if you are going through some crisis or something that looks really bleak and, you know, you're really pushing through, you know, just remember to be strong and you'll get through because, you know, God is there for you. And if you can keep a positive state of mind, everything must come out right. You'll get your blessings if you're doing everything you can do with all your might, you know?
Yes, and I hear those youth in the background. Bless them.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And you guys don't have a website anymore?
Yes, we do.
Give the listeners the website, and then again, tell us when this show and where it's going to be again, and then we're going to get into the
tool. And by the way, Bianca just come in.
We just hook up the next line.
You know, yard style late.
But NeutralSisters.com, and we're going to be at Corning Community College on Thursday, the 27th, I believe that is.
And I look forward to being there and greeting you. And I look and I hope that some of the listeners that are listening here can make it to the show,
or at least tune in to the website and, you know, get a little read up on us and see a little more of us. You know.
Yeah.
And you know what else, Russ tells we have a new tune for you. You know that we need to send up to you.
Oh, okay. Well, Tony will get the address and everything.
Definitely, it's getting played at Kent University right now.
Over there,
and we just got some good reports back saying they were really enjoying it down there.
At Kent University, that's in Ohio.
And also in
South Carolina.
In South Carolina. Okay, you know, I got some listeners down there now. It's Terry Osai. I don't know if I gave your father that link, but he does radio in Charleston. And I need to talk to your dad if he doesn't have that link, because the Southeast is an important place for you guys, like North Carolina, South Carolina.
Definitely, yeah. And they're loving Dance Fever, man.
Oh, man.
So we're going to get that to you guys as soon as possible.
Well, it sounds good. And I want to, again, thank you for calling. I want to thank your dad, Tony, and Bianca and Kira. I think you are going to make it.
Enough respect, and, you know, thank you for the support.
And well, keep doing what you're doing. Wonderful to have another father out there going strong.
Well, I try. I do the best that I can, and if I could do better, I would do it. Mm-hmm. So bless, love, guide, and protect. Mm-hmm. One love. Yes, listeners, I want to thank...
Yes, Ross Charles.
Yes.
Nice one, man.
I hear you, Tony. You're there.
Yes, I'm right here.
Oh, you're still
that
there.
Whenever I hear that track live and direct,
it's just...
That was the beginning of everything, you know.
Really?
That track, when it was sent to Billboard.
Yeah.
And just won outright, it was just amazing, because that was the signal to me that the girls had something special. And I then, from that point on, I devoted myself to helping them move their careers forward.
Well, Tony, you know, I would say you are a dad that really is a responsible dad and a caring dad. And maybe there should be more dads like you. I mean, you know, I'm envious of you, how you're so into maintaining your daughter's career and being so interested in their career. And that's important for a lot of young people out there that feel they have a need to have children and know that there's a responsibility involved in it. And I want to give you enough respect, Tony.
I appreciate that. But, you know, it's interesting. I was watching CNN last night. The girls did a show, and we came in about 2 o'clock this morning, and I just flipped on CNN. And there was Ashley Simpson and her father being interviewed on the Larry King show. And I thought, hey, now wouldn't that be nice?
You're on the money, Tony.
The girls are heading in that direction. You know, to get that kind of exposure would be just phenomenal. But, you know, the girls have got such a strong message, Ralph Charles, and everything they do has got meaning and depth. And we've got to get it out there.
Well, we're getting it out there. And
we are indeed.
And we're going to try to link up some other connections. And you know what? You said that you at some point you might be going to Europe too. Or Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Amsterdam, right?
Right. Well, we have a Amanda Furness, did an article on the girls. It went to the newspapers in Amsterdam, and we're looking with our agent to start putting a tour together for Europe. But you know, all these things are in the developing stages right now, Rothschilds, and it's only a matter of time now. And in fact, if people are looking to try and find the album, they can get it on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, BestBuy.com. Just plug in Neutral Sisters, and their details will come up for Live and Direct. So there's a lot of things in the offing right now. And it's just staying with it. And, you know, whenever the girls perform, people just flock and want to talk to them, get a CD from them, and... You know, it's such a nice vibe that's out there.
Well, I want to give you a connection. There's a club in Binghamton called Magic City and Music Hall. I'm going to give you that connection. And the guy's name is Stu. This
okay.
is the guy. So a listening audience, you hear that? This guy's name is Stu. And we're going to put him on the spot because, you know. Yeah, and I'm serious. Well, John Brown's Body is playing there the 19th of November. So, And he told me he didn't really, he told me to send him some names, but I think I'm going to send you the website. And you got to email me your so I can have it when I get home. And,
yeah,
and I could forward the website and the person and the number that you can get in touch to with.
Absolutely.
It's important because we need it in Binghamton. The club that we used to have music here burned down 2 years ago. And unfortunately, you know, we don't have reggae music. Per se, coming the way it used to come, you know, and we want people to feel safe when they come out to a show. And,
absolutely.
And yeah, we don't want gunfire and all of that kind of stuff, you know. And this is just everybody. I don't care what color you are. Most people want to be safe and feel safe. So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes certain things have connotations of, you know, violence, certain music. But we know when we go to see reggae music, my experiences have never been. Having the negative, so you know, I wonder why that happens.
But anyway,
anyway,
let me tell you something. The Bacchanal launch magazine that the girls did the show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting facts came out of that, and I was listening to the chairperson, and said there's over 13 million Caribbean people in America right now, and perhaps more. That's what they know of. And, you know, that's a healthy number. That's developing. And, you know, the particular people, this Bacchanal magazine, is from Trinidadians. And it is, they are a Caribbean, but different vibe to Jamaica. But
the mining
thing is love.
That's the universal thing that should be. But let me just tell you quickly, you mentioned... Trinidad, but the caller that I have calling at 1 o'clock will be Wadi Gad, a drummer, and he's from Trinidad. So it's interesting, but he's coming.
Trinis, man, they're coming through strong.
He's coming, and then Zion Judah is another. You should check him out. Check his website out. He's from Trinidad. Very positive vibe, Rasta vibe. And interesting. But you know what, Tony? I'm going to have to move forward because I have some things that I have to play today.
Yes, man, I hear you.
And we enjoyed the interview with you and your daughters. I mean, every time, you know.
Wonderful.
And like you say, it feels like not even an interview, you know. And I wish I could talk to you the whole morning, brother. And the listeners would find it interesting. But
it's like a fireside chat.
Well, hey, wow, that's an interesting way of describing it. Yeah, yeah, you could call it that, Tony.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm going to leave with one that's, I livicate this one to you, and it's Thank You, Father, and it's to Ja and to you.
Thank you, Rothschilds. And people out there, just tune into the girls, Neutral Sisters. Go to the Neutral Space and check out us, www.neutralsisters.com. And say hello.
All right, Tony.
Bye.
One
love. Thank you, Rothschilds.
One love.
One love.
You know what I say, I forgive thanks. Everything. Never get to see.